gets the steal. Chance for a hat trick. Sergio Aguero.
He's got it. That's the buzzer.
Here's Alexis Sanchez. What a finish.
Whoa. Against Bradley for three. John Wall. What a shot.
Yeah, no. Barcelona's always the best. I couldn't help rushing up.
Oh my gosh. It's an unbelievable breaking.
Roger has won the Grand Slam again. The one and only.
He pitched in the three. He got it.
Take down the turrets. They did it. RNG role, you'll never give up.
Amazing. Equalized. He did it.
He goes again. Totti, the king of Rome.
9.
8.
7.
6. 5. 4.
3. 2.
1.
Go!
Sports News. I'm Colin.
Nice to meet you again in the new semester. I'm Ladi.
Now it's close to the end of NBA regular season. However, compared with the Eastern Conference, of which the playoff teams are almost confirmed, the Western is quite confusing since apart from Golden State Warriors, Houston Rockets, and Portland Trail Blazers, the rest teams are still striving for playoffs. We can clearly notice that the gaps among the West teams are so limited from the 4th to the 10th. All have hopes to fight for 5 places.
Sure, in that case, even San Antonio Spurs, the top-class team in the league, may fail to enter the playoff for the first time in 20 years if they don't highly focus on the following games. Due to the instant competition, all teams are tortured by the injuries. Warriors, for instance, Durant, Curry, and Thompson are all absent. That's Green, who's also injured, will be the only all-star player standing on the floor for the next game. Besides, Irving hasn't recovered from knee problem. Laurie is newly injured today at Zedworth. May injuries leave players alone.
Well, speak of that, NCAA began today, when the 16th defeated the first for the first time, which is really an enormous surprise. Yet I say this is exactly the reason why NCAA is extremely charming. For everything is possible in a single match that depends whether you are moving on or not. In that case, it is the passion that matters. I can't forget the final game last year, in which the players shot the last gasp goal after another, killing the game, making me feel hard to breathe.
For Champions League, the quarterfinal draw was just finished. We will see Real Madrid vs Juventus again, while Barcelona vs Roma, Sevilla vs Bayern Munich, Liverpool vs Manchester City. It's clear that we will see wonderful matches. After the PT, the Neymar was injured and Paris Saint-Germain failed to rise. At present, Ronaldo seems to be back to good condition due to his recent goals in La Liga. In this situation, Real Madrid will be much more competitive. So, we are truly looking forward to watching great matches.
Recently, the International Table Tennis Federation came up with the new rules on world ranking, which was widely assumed to aim at China, whose table tennis is too great to be defeated. Chinese Association claimed objection towards the new rules as they thought these new rules were more likely to be a timesheet instead of rating their abilities. Meanwhile, the new number one also doubted that this sort of ranking is meaningless.
In recent All England Open Badminton Championships, Lin Dan gained the victory in quarterfinals, defeating Li Zhongwei, which was also the remarkable 40th game between the two outstanding players, who were the career long rivals of each other. Date back to their first match. They were so young that the future was so bright. Though they are both close to the end of their careers, time flies. I'd like to express my sincere respect to them.
In the field of League of Legends, the LCK burst out the excellent SKT, the team with three champions and the Faker, the best player ever, almost lost their chance to the playoffs. After the match vs BBQ, Ban, Waff and Blank dropped tears after the essential failure. Faker didn't look well because he had the lowest damage, 3,602, even lower than the support. We just can't help suspecting if Faker really steps into the low point of his career. After all, he has been playing the game since 2013. and from then on he is always the best. However, SK Telecom is a team with miracles. Last season, when we thought that its dynasty was falling, it stood out again and told the world that they can still achieve the second place in S7. Then here is a problem. Can SKT reborn this time? I hope so, since I hate to see the hero is late in life.
Well, that's all for today's World Sports News. See you next week.
See you.
Hello everybody. Welcome to today's highlight game. This is Matt Broadcasting.
I'm Adam. Matt, did you watch the game between the Golden State Warriors and the San Antonio Spurs March the 9th?
Exactly. Both of them are the greatest team in the NBA. The section, they have met three times. In the last three games, the Warriors kept a clean record. You know, the Spy is getting older. At the same time, the Warriors is proving with marvel talents.
Let's to the point. The opening 3 minutes became a Warriors nightmare. Warriors leader Stephen Curry sprained his leg. He was forced to leave that immediately. Nearly 2 minutes, Kevin Durant initiated to shoulder the responsibility, casting a three-pointer into the net. The Spurs saw the occasion, starting their attack. Guy Parker launched a fierce offensive.
Yep, and Warriors are not in vain. Big Maggie got Thompson's assist. The former showed a violent dunk. Damn cool. Don't Spy struggle for a minute. Durant let them strain into desperate. Poorly Spies, dazzled by Dad's Durant, is unbelievable shot. The first quarter ended. The Warriors led by 70 into the next.
Well, Warriors are stranded into a treble scoring drought. In the contrary, the Spurs' tough guys were getting excited. Big Maggie is in a good condition. He still trapped the man played inside. However, the Spurs man played outside. We're still in top. Durant's dunk manifested only at that moment. The quarter, the Spurs overtook the Warriors by 4 points. How dare you?
You look so proud of it. Our dream green cast a three-pointer to keep the balance. Spire's offensive is so crazy. The unknown man, Murray, played an important role to get 6 points. Don't do that, man. Luckily, Green and Maggie still worked well and stopped the bleeding of the Warriors. The top Spires, I hate their perseverance. Their offender Guy and Andrew, they were equipped with horrible ability of achieving scores.
Now they're in good shape, scoring in succession, not losing to anyone. The Spurs were even better, leading the Warriors by 8 points. I thought this was the end of the game. Matt, I will let you say the shocking thing.
I'm honored to speak the marvel. That was before. At end of the game, Durant showed his magic power. Crazy down 40 points. Saved the Warriors. God bless. No one can interfere the performance of the Dash, but I can't believe the Spires haven't given up. They still. This scares me a lot. Finally, the time is up. Spire failed to accomplish the fruits. Yeah?
Oh, you. The Spurs coach Popovich said after the game, I admit the capacity they have. But our team was schedule well-formed strategy. Just wait and see. You know, that's a bloody sentence. Popovich was a foresighted coach. I hope he could lead the Spurs getting to the playoffs. How's your feeling, Matt?
I'm cool. I'm just concerned about the location of the Steven. I just heard he can't not in the game for a week. That's so sad, aren't you?
Whatever. I'm just kidding. I wish all players can stay away from injuries. That is so vital to all the NBA fans. Now it's time to say goodbye. I'm Anna. See you next week.
Thank you for being with us. I'm Matt. Stay tuned. Bye.
Dear audience, welcome to Weekly 4C. I'm Cassio.
I'm Steve. The competitions are continuous. Today we will analyze the games on Sunday. As the champion of last season, the Warriors' course guard has been plagued by injuries and injuries. This time they will be against the Phoenix Suns. Can they reverse it?
At the beginning, let's review the recent situation of these two teams. According to data, The Orioles have won 52 and lost 70 up to now, ranked second in the Western Conference. In the latest 10 games, they have 7 victories and 3 losses. As for some, they ranked 40th in the Western Conference, with nearly only one win of each 10 games.
So the advantages are obvious. However, Curry, Thompson, Durant and Caspi will be not able to attend in this competition because of injuries. And McConnell's appearance is still in doubt.
That means among all of the 4 Orioles All-Star players, Draymond Green will be the only one left to call to lead the team on that game.
Exactly. He will be a key of both teams to offense and defense.
An Orion is the point and weak part, which will influence the game. Green and Orion have met 7 times before. Green averaged 30 points, 10.1 rebounds, and 6.3 assists in the 7 games, with Orion averaging 15.1 points, 3.7 rebounds, and 1.3 assists.
We all know that the Warriors have failed in the last game with the Kings. After the game, Green said, if the 3 players have to play, they can all play. But the current game is not necessary enough. And we think it's more important to stay healthy. I will try to lead this team and we will be fine.
So what do you think the result will be like then?
Just like what he said, the Warriors will be fine. They can overcome this and finally get the victory.
I agree with you. And here is another thing. Rockets will challenge the Pelicans on road. The team will have a 3-game schedule with Pelicans, Timberwolves and Trailblazers. Once if they can make great performances in the 3 games, the Rockets will continue to rank first in the Western Conference.
Yeah, but as for Pelicans, things can't be so easy. They rank 6th in the Western Conference, with just one more victory than the Knights. The rankings are likely to fall if they are a little bit careless. For the Pelicans, each game is now almost a matter of life and death. If they want to enter the playoffs, every single game will be important.
Our defense is improving in every aspect. In the past 2 games, the opening scores have been kept under 100 points. This means the team's defense is making progress. We limit the opponent's 3 points, let opponents as taking 2 points as possible. This is our philosophy. For a long time, we follow the principle of this. Players did quite well, said the coach of Rockets.
He said that for a reason. Harden has done very well, scoring 35.4 points in nearly 16 games average and making 48% of the shots. In a game against the Blazers, he scored 48 points, including 15 in the last quarter. And Paul had 10 points and 4 assists in the game.
More to the point, the Knights will combine in the final game of the Blazers, with a total of 38 points in the team's 14 points, and owning a breakthrough led up by Gordon, which had nothing to do with the combination of the Knights.
Besides, you know, Pelicans has just had a bloody battle with the Sixers and is sure to have some impact on their physical fitness with a breathtaking 131-124 victory.
Yeah, looks like Rockets are already grasped the victory. That's all for today. Let's see you, man. I'm Cassio. Bye.
I'm Steve. See you next week. Bye.
Hello everybody, I'm Carmel. Welcome to listening to This Human. Have you ever heard of the game Player Unknown's Battlegrounds, which is called Eat Chicken? Because it is the last winner to eat the chicken. It has recently become very popular. Now let's get to know it. The way the game unfolds is that the players are scattered around the island with their bare heads, using various weapons and props on the island to eliminate others. And time goes by, the gas begins to spread, and Iceland's security zones will become less and less, and certain areas will be bombed. In the end, only one or one team survives. Every team in the game will be converted to a safe area, so then the players' freshness and tension will be more intense. Raiden Green is a pioneer in the big escape game. Now he is developing the real escape game, the Player Unknown's Battlegrounds, held a few years ago. The national TV to survive the Player Unknown's Battlegrounds challenged with their own claim, National Lunar New Year, Hanging Open. Other teams are out of the race. After national TV, also dining out from the video, lead judge remains unclear. Yesterday, the official micrologue of the live broadcast platform released the official PUBG Corp reply of Player Unknown's Battlegrounds. The nationwide live broadcast platform said on February 7 that it submitted all the material for the national team of four contestants in the National Chicken Cup competition, and PUBG Corp gave a reply about 5 p.m. yesterday. PUBG Corp said, according to a national TV Lunar New Year of the 2nd, the third game session called QMTV Team uses question. We confirm that the two games after the log and video conclusion is as follows. At this stage, we use the date not detected. Video has some doubts, but it is impossible to tell if it is used. In the end, PUBG Corp also said it would have zero tolerance on the basis of fair competition and would be punished with the most severe penalties for those who use it. I also want professional players to be clean. Officially announced on October 30th, test server update. Add player in the safety zone poison damage so as to let the player more focus on security zone. Distribution of players with their bare heads in every corner of the Iceland. After shrinking the safety area, leaving at the end of the players will be conducted in a small area of the final battle until at last choose the winner. On November 22, 2017, Tencent formally entered into a strategic partnership with PUBG to obtain the exclusive agency operation rights of PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds in China. Then we can have the right to participate in this fascinating game. Some of the hidden settings are double run. The teammate is not dead, is beaten to the blood, will not immediately kill the serious injury effect. Paralysis on the ground is not functional, will slowly bleed, can only slow crawling. Wait for the team to rescue, press for 10 seconds, saves back 10 blood. There is only one person left, and when you are beaten, you will die immediately. When you are seriously injured and you are not dead, and your teammates are seriously injured, two people die immediately. It's about 4 shots in the body, no helmet, no head. The bandage will return to about 10 o'clock in about 3 seconds, which will not work when the blood volume is 75. The first aid package will return 75 blood in about 7 seconds. It will not work when the blood volume reaches 75. Now, you know, the reason why PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds is so popular is that it has random variables, it's very interactive, and for its real name authentication, you can go black with your friends and you can make new friends. That's all for today's human. Next is a great. Thank you.
Can everybody shout K.O. to Mrs. Couch Potato? She's in her own world in the state of San Diego. Drives a 98-0, her wager mind is way low. Pop's little girl, but he ain't too proud of
her. Hi guys, this is The Great. Welcome back to our program again. I'm Alex. Last month, we just witnessed one of the most significant events, and that is the Pyeongchang Winter Olympics. Among those athletes fighting for their countries, I'm going to introduce a real legend to you. Her 5 medals in Pyeongchang brought her total number of medals up to 15,
the most by any athlete in Winter Olympics history. She is a Norwegian cross-country skier, Merit Bjørgen. She is ranked first in the all-time cross-country World Cup rankings with 112 individual victories. Bjørgen is also the most successful sprinter. She initially excelled at the sprint events, and 7 victories in the event was enough to give her second place overall in the 2003 to 2004 FIS cross-country World Cup season. However, in the 2004 to 2005 season, Bjørgen became an accomplished distance skier. On March the 19th, 2006, in Sapporo, Japan, Bjørgen claimed her second FIS World Cup title. Bjørgen led the overall World Cup by 66 points ahead of Canada's Becky Scott going into the final race of the season, the 2x7.5km double pursuit. Scott needed to win the race and for Bjørgen to finish no higher than 8th to claim his title. Scott did win the race, but Bjørgen came 4th, winning the Crystal Globe with 1,036 points to Scott's 1,020. Bjørgen also won the sprint title for the season, 6 points ahead of Norway's Ella Gjørmo, making the 2005 to 2006 season the 4th season in a row that Bjørgen has won sprint title. Bjørgen finished the distance standings in 4th place, 108 points behind Russia's Julia Chepalova. In the World Cup stage, Bjørgen has competed since 2000, when she finished the season in 53rd place overall and 48th in the sprints. The season after, however, she won the sprint title and finished in 6th place overall. The 2003 to 2004 season was Bjørgen's best season up until the time when she again won the sprint title and came 11th in the distance standings, finishing the season in 2nd place behind Gabriella Paruzzi. In the 2004 to 2005 season, she won all the titles and again won the overall and sprint title in 2005 and 2006. In 2011 to 2012, she claimed the overall title for the 3rd time ahead of Poland's Justyna Kowalczyk. When it turns to the World Championships, Bjørgen has 18 gold medals, 12 of them individual. Her first gold medal in the World Championships came in the individual sprint in Val d'Ifime in 2003, where she also picked up a silver in the 4x5km. She took 3 medals in Oberstdorf in 2005 in the 30km classical, team sprint, and 4x5km. She also won a silver in the 7.5km plus 7.5 double pursuit and a bronze in the 10km free in the same games. At the 2007 championships in Sapporo, Bjørgen won 2 bronze medals in team sprint with Astrid Jakobsen and in the 4x5km. In Holmenkollen 2011, she won the individual sprint, the pursuit, the 10km classical, the 4x5km and the silver in the 30km. In the 2013 Val d'Ifime World Championships, she won the individual sprint, the double pursuit, the 4x5km, the 30km, and the silver in the 10km freestyle. Her outstanding career does and will inspire the generations to come, as well as her sportsmanship. Bjørgen was awarded the International Fair Play Mecenate Award for 2014. The jury of the Fair Play consists of members from all continents and represents the international sports media and various international sports organizations. The jury states that the Fair Play is awarded Merit Bjørgen for the particular ethical and fair play behavior that you have always had both in your agonistic career and in your demonstrations of great sportsmanship and solidarity. At the age of 37, Bjørgen shined again in Pyeongchang, reaching the podium in all her 5 events, and the national flag of Norway rose again and again. She is the legend in winter sports and deserves all the applause and salute. That's all for the grade. Thanks for your time. Bye.
Cast, producer, Ada, Xu Yang, anchor. Letty 雷霆
Steve 赵月央
Journalist
Cassio 李文
Colin 韩文轩
Alex 张恒琪
William 段玉锦
Carmel 王玉梦
Matt 龚高望九
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。